Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Just checking on the injury situation and illness as well. How are Thiago, Firmino and Joel Matip, and what's their likely availability for this game tonight?
I think all trained yesterday, full. And so I'm not sure yet what we make of that exactly, to be honest, because we have to see how they react until today. So Thiago was only a week out. That probably would be fine, but I have to wait for it. Joel was only 3-4 days, I think, so he is fine, I would say. And with Bobby, it was longer out. It was the first session, so we have to see if we have to stress that or if it makes probably sense to give him just a few more days with proper training, because we obviously don't train properly today. It's a minus one session. It's tactical stuff, not high intensity, and Bobby might need something else, so we will see that. But they are all in training.
At 2-0 then, and with home advantage, what danger is there still in this tie for you?
The danger everybody knows about. So it's a 2-0. I think it's the lead which got turned over most often in the history of football. So because if you have the half time being 2-0 up, and you have a team who is who thinks we are halfway through, then you are already on the wrong path. And so we are long enough in this, we know that. It's a much better result than I would have expected, to be honest. Before we played there, the game didn't look like we will win it 2-0 for most of the time. It was a really tough tie and a really difficult game to play. We knew before they have quality, after that we knew they have real quality, and so now they will show up here, won the last game, I think 5-6-0. Yes, against the bottom team of the table, but still really impressive. Martinez scored, Dzeko scored, Gosens is back. When you saw the game, then you're really happy that Barrea is not playing, because he set up, I think, 3 or 4. That's a really good, really experienced team, and they don't come here as tourists. I know that. They want to chase the game, and that's what we want to do, because we are not a team who defends results or whatever, tries to get through somehow. We want to attack the game again, and yeah, let's see what we can get for it.
Thank you very much. Juliet, anything from yourself? Or is it? No? Okay. Hands in the room then before we go to Zoom. Carl Markham, and then we'll go to James from TalkSport, who's on the computer.
I know you complain sometimes about the amount of fixtures you play, but is getting into a rhythm and getting some momentum playing now, as you are going to be doing on Saturday, Tuesday, or Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, helpful to you and helpful to the players?
No, only when you can make changes. If you cannot make changes, it's no. We play Sunday, we played now the final on Sunday, then Wednesday, then Saturday, now Tuesday. That's actually a horrible schedule. So if you can make changes on decisive positions, like in the machine room, midfield, blah, 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 and these kind of things, if you can do that, then it's possible. If not, then not. that's maybe I start out of the blue with it, but it's essential that at one point that we go again for the five subs in the Premier League. It is, because we have three competitions and we have five subs, and one we don't have that. But even for the team, if you don't have three competitions, only two, it makes so much a difference. And I don't understand why it takes that long to understand it, because the Premier League has to save their top class players as well. It cannot be that we do it because some clubs think it would be an advantage for the bigger clubs. It's not about an advantage. It's about the game. So you keep the players in a better place. You have then much less injuries, definitely over the years. We will see that if we finally introduce it. And so that's helped as well. We had obviously five subs in the final, five in the cup, and yeah, three now the weekend, but that's really important. So the schedule is fine for us. We are used to a tough rhythm. That's not a problem. But Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday is really tough, and it's not perfect. But we could make changes. That's why we will be ready again.
You so rarely take Mo off, or we do take off late. Was the weekend with one eye on today or tomorrow, or was it a tactical thing, or what was you thinking with this substitution?
It's exactly the same substitution like it's for all other players. Usually you leave Mo on because he is obviously that desperate to score a goal, and if the situation gives it to us that we have counter attacking, then it makes absolutely sense to leave him on the pitch for this one thing. Mo always defends until the end. We had the opportunity to bring a fresh player in Diogo Jota, obviously, and that's why we made the decision for this time like this, but no further reason.
I apologise for the hands we can't get to. We are going to go over to the screen now, so we'll go to James from TalkSport, then Max from DAZN in Germany, and Dave Maddock, and then we'll come back in the room to finish off. But James from TalkSport.
Hi, Jürgen. Yesterday, Pep Guardiola said that Liverpool were the toughest opponent that he's faced as a manager. That's quite some statement, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I can give that back, huh? Easily. I could say City is the toughest opponent I ever had, but I should not forget I faced him already at Bayern, so I cannot say that it was much easier. It's just a different situation. No, I know what he means. We push each other on insane levels. We pushed each other on insane levels in the last few years. The amount of points the both teams collected, okay, we couldn't cope with it last year for obvious reasons. But in the other years, we were really around. And how I said, I don't think City would get the amount of points they will get this year if we wouldn't be around. And the other way around is pretty much the same. It's good, but a lot of games to play. So we will see. We will see where we end up.
Okay. Max, we go to you in Germany. It needs to be in English, I'm afraid, the manager's answer as it stands at the moment. Is that a problem? Or are you still okay?
Question, German or English?
English would be preferable.
It would be better, okay. Your team looks incredibly strong, especially under pressure. How do you rate the current level of your team compared to the championship year and the year of the Champions League title? Would be perfect if the answer is in German.
That's obviously not possible.
Actually, with UEFA's indulgence, I'm happy if you answer in German if you wish to, but that's fine. I think.
Okay, what was the question again? Yeah. No, it was John. Ja, wir sind da, wir haben das gleiche Level, gleiche Niveau, würde ich sagen. Ist aber auch notwendig. Ich glaube, wir haben in der Champions League-Saison, die wir gewonnen haben, haben wir in der Liga eine unglaubliche Saison gespielt. Wir sind wegen einem Punkt nicht Meister geworden und danach dann offensichtlich sind wir gerade mal kurz davon gelaufen. Die Konstanz, mit der die Mannschaft agiert, ist wirklich beeindruckend, muss ich sagen. Und so die Anzahl an Ergebnissen, die wir geholt haben, ist beeindruckend. Jetzt haben wir am Wochenende ein Spiel gewonnen, in dem wir nicht berauschend waren. Zeigt dann einfach, dass dass es erstens auch möglich ist und zweitens man trotzdem gewinnen kann. Und das hat dieses Wochenende besonders süß gemacht. Aber jetzt, wir müssen im Moment relativ oft darüber sprechen, wie gut wir sind. Dabei ist noch gar nichts passiert. Es gab einen Cup zu gewinnen, den haben wir gewonnen, aber bei allen anderen sind wir sicher nicht Favorit, allen anderen Wettbewerben. Und deshalb haben wir noch ein bisschen was vor und gucken dann nach der Saison, wie man das genau vergleichen kann.
Thank you, Matt. Just anything interesting?
No. Nah.
Dave, back to English, please, if possible. Dave Maddox, sorry.
Jürgen, my German is not very good.
Yeah. Likewise.
I'd almost like to ask you to repeat that in English, but I'll ask a slightly different question. You've obviously got to beat a fantastic team in Inter to get through it. To the quarterfinals of the Champions League, but it must be not sobering, but it must be sometimes you must stop and think, well, this is such a challenge that you've got to beat Inter, but then you almost certainly have to beat Chelsea or Manchester City to win the Champions League, and obviously in the league you're going to have to beat Chelsea and Manchester City, and in the FA Cup if you can get through Forest or Huddersfield, you have to beat them as well. I don't know, how do you feel about that? Is that a good thing, a bad thing? Does it sometimes make you depressed, sometimes a huge challenge?
Yeah, it was exactly the same question the German colleague asked. Oh, you couldn't hear it. No, it was not. So, that's right. That's right. So, but we may start with the Inter issue we have. So, like, we should not forget, I think when we saw the draw, when you all saw the draw, you thought as well, that's the toughest one probably in the, you could get. And for us, it's just normal. I can't remember that we had kind of a draw where I thought, oh, yeah, okay. But I don't think these things usually, but even I'm a human being, I think, okay, that's doable or whatever. But it's always like this. You always get these kind of opponents. And in the Champions League, it's Inter. And yes, in the Premier League and FA Cup and in all other competitions, it's not only City and not only Chelsea. It's we play so many other teams as well. It's the strongest league in the world, no doubt about that. Where we're in, so there's are no easy games. But it's the challenge, and actually we enjoy it. We spoke in the press conference about it. I think if we wouldn't be here this year or 2 years ago or 3 years ago, then City would have been champion in February. So because we're around, it was tighter. If City would not be here, I think we had a good chance that we would be champions. But we are here, and they are here, and the other teams are here as well. So it's completely hypothetical and not interesting. It's a challenge, but we like challenges, and we are used to it. We play the strongest teams in the world, and at a specific point in each competition, you will face the strongest teams in the world. That's why I said I didn't watch the last few Carabao Cup finals, to be honest, before we played now. But this game we played there, that was completely different level for me. It was unbelievable, the intensity, 120 minutes like this. That's because Liverpool and Chelsea face each other. It's great for the supporters. It's great for everybody involved in football that you can have games like this. Usually finals are kind of, yeah, not so exciting, a lot of tactics, stuff like this. But when these calibers face each other, then it's all in. And I think that's really good for football. And I come back, and that's why we need 5 subs. I tell you, and I don't know why you're laughing. It's not funny. We need 5 subs.
Any final ones in the room? And it's Fabinho is the player who's coming. No? All good? Fantastic. Thank you very much. And
That's it. Great.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot of us have been talking about your goals this season, so I'm just wondering if what's made the difference, first of all, in front of goal? Have you now as well set yourself a goals target between now and the end of the season, given your recent form, is maybe 10 gettable? And what would that be as an achievement for a defensive midfielder?
Yeah, the difference that is, and now I am more often in the opposite box, in the set pieces. Before in the set pieces I was always the last man to stop the counter-attack. And now the coach are giving me more confidence, putting me more in the box, so, and I scoring goals, so that is good for me, for the team as well. And I didn't think too much about the targets to score 10 goals or 10 more goals. I think in all competitions I have 6 goals, so if I can score double digits, if I can score 10, so it will be very good for a defensive midfielder.
It's gettable on recent form, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. Yes, our team score a lot of goals, and when the team score a lot of goals, players like me and the other defenders, we will have the chance to score as well. So I think I can achieve this.
As well as that, what do you think of the talk outside the club of winning all 4 trophies this season, particularly when you see Manchester City responding to your win over West Ham the way that they did yesterday and in the fashion that they won the Manchester derby?
First of all, it was really good for us, for the club, to win the Carabao Cup. The first competition possible to win in the season, so we are very happy with this win. The way we won this cup was special as well for everyone. And when you play good, when you already win one trophy, I think that's normal. More for the media, everyone talk about the Liverpool can win 4 trophies. And I'm not think too much about this. We are thinking game after game, because it's really hard to win 2 or 3 competitions or even 4. It's really hard. After the Chelsea game, it was hard to recover, because it was a really hard game. We played 120 minutes and was hard to recover for the next games. But the players who played against Norwich and West Ham played really well, so we won both games, so we are still alive in the FA Cup and in the fight in the Premier League. So we have to play game after game. Of course, we play in a big club like Liverpool, we want to win everything, but let's tomorrow try to win the Inter Milan games, and then we have to focus game after game.
So 2-0 up after the first leg, home advantage at Anfield as well. How dangerous though are Inter Milan still in this time?
Inter Milan is a really good team. I think I said before, for me, in the last 2-3 years, they're the best Italian side. I don't know if they're first in the Serie A this season, but they're playing a really good football. The first leg, I think the first half of the game, they played better than us. They had a good chance to score, a ball in the bar, a shoot in the bar. and but we are more realistic in front of the goal. We scored two goals, and a big thing have to play win games like this as well. When you don't have too many chances to score, you have to score the chance you have. So that's what we did the first game. And tomorrow we will play at full Anfield, so the fans will be behind us. We have to try to give everything, being the highest level of intensity, of concentration, to not to give the confidence to them. We have to do what we do usually here at Anfield, to play our best football and try to kill this game the quickest as possible. If you can.
Okay, we'll go to Juliet and then Chris.
Hey, at this stage of the season, to still be competing in the three remaining competitions, do you get that sort of extra buzz, that extra drive, that extra edge? Does it give you that extra excitement at this stage? It was just something that Trent alluded to a couple of weeks ago about he thrives off it this stage of the season, because you can see what's ahead of you.
Yeah, it's really nice to be still alive in three competitions. As I said before, physically it's hard, but that's good for everyone, because everyone can play, can show their quality. Some players who don't really play too much have the opportunity to play in other competitions, so that's good for the team, for the manager. He know he can count with everything for every game that we have, and there's something new for us, because this was the first time that I play a cup final with Liverpool, a domestic cup final with Liverpool. Now I think that's the first time we are in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup as well. So yeah, this is something new. It is always important to win trophies, to be in the last phase of the competition. So as I said before as well, we are Liverpool. We have to try to win everything that we can. And yes, for confidence, it's always good to play a lot of games, to be alive in all the competitions. So we have to try to be always ready physically and in the head as well, to play this game in the highest level possible.
Okay, Chris, next, please.
Can I ask you about that penalty in the shootout? What goes through your mind in a penalty like that? What did your teammates and the manager say? And does that just show that your confidence in yourself is just as high as anything?
The day before, I tried to do a Panenka, but I was just me and Luis Diaz and without goalkeeper in the goal, so I tried to shoot like this, and I told him, tomorrow if we go to Pens, I will shoot like this. He didn't believe me. But when I was walking to the ball to take that penalty, I was in my mind that I will shoot a Panenka. So yes, it works.
Does it show that your confidence must be so high that you don't run a game so consistent? Is that a fair comment that you feel good you got to
help? Yes, when you shoot a penalty like this, you have to know if you miss. Maybe you can go into the dress room because everyone will kill you, but in my mind I was like, I will take like this and let's do this. That's it.
Okay, go Dom, next please.
Fab, a year ago today, the team just lost 1-0 at home to Fulham in the Vinci Stadium. So you lost the six games on the run here. The turnaround in the last 12 months has been incredible. Did you think you would go looking back on that day? Because you just come back, I think you've been injured and you've just come back into the team. Did you always have belief that you would get back to the levels that you are now?
I remember when we lost this game, the confidence of the team was really low. Wasn't the only game we lose at home. I think we lose against Burnley as well. And the moment was not good. But I think after this game, some things started to change as well. I think, I don't remember if the next game was Leipzig in the Champions League,
yeah.
But we won this game. So after this game, the team started to play better, was a change around, and the season took another turn for us in that moment. And since the start of the season, some of the players came back from injury, and some of the things changed as well. I didn't play central back anymore, so this is for me, and I think for the team is good as well. And in general, we don't have many injuries this season, so this is good for everyone. And at home we won almost every game, so that's important. I think when we play at Anfield, we have always to play our best football to win every game. And if you want to be consistently, if you want to fight to win the league, you have to perform your best football. Not just at home, but of course at home is really important. So that's what we try to do, and that's it.
Okay, so the last two, so Paul at the back.
I was just wondering, do you think the squad now is stronger than the squad in the Premier League and the Champions League? Do you think you've evolved as a squad and stronger than you can win those two trophies?
Yes, maybe, yes, because we have more time playing together. We know with each other. Of course, we lose some players, some important players. Gini Wijnaldum was a really important player who won the Champions League and the Premier League with us. And we lose other important players as well, Shaqiri, Lovren. But I think when you play 4 or 5 years together, that's normal. You play better, some things is more automatic. So I think because of the time playing together, the time with the manager and the staff technique, so make us better.
You mentioned Luis Diaz before. How impressed have you been with his impact? Because you had to wait a bit of time to settle in at Liverpool. He's settled in straight away. Different examples, but you must have been impressed.
Yes, he's really impressive. He's been here, I think, 1 month, 1 month and a half, and playing in a really high level. He was really important in the final as well. For me, he was one of the best players in the final against Chelsea. And I think the final was only his third game maybe with us. So he's really impressive. He's really good. It's not always easy to play in a high level when you change of country, you change the league. He was not used for of the intensity of England, but he looks like he was playing here a long time because he's playing really good. And has been really impressive.
Okay, final question from James from TalkSport, please.
Hi, Fabinho. Trent Alexander-Arnold recorded his 16th assist at the weekend. Do you think he's changed the game when it comes to the modern fullback?
Yes, Trent is really important for us. Not just with the assist, but in the game. When you have the ball, he is really important. He always can find a pass in between the lines, and sometimes we think he don't have solution, and he always find an important pass. And of course, in the last part of the pitch, he can always change the game. He can always find an assist, and 16 assists is really impressive for a right back. And we have still 3-4 months to play, so this number will be high. So yes, when I see Trent play, he's not. It's really hard to find a right back who play like this, who looks more like a number 8 or a number 10 than a right back. But I hope he will continue to playing like this, to playing in a high level, and because he can be one of the best right backs in the history, maybe the best, and hopefully he will keep playing like this.
Hey guys, that's us. No, sorry, we've got to end there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah. Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.